Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Now, as promised, we are or have made some changes to Designing Your Life Today. One of which is we talk about doing life with power, and we're going to continue to talk about doing life with power, but we've added a little bit of a twist to doing life with power. But let me give you our topic for today. We're going to talk about discovering the magnificent you and achieve. How you discover the magnificent you and achieve, because that's necessary. And why seeing your best really works. So I'm going to talk to you about that. We hear a lot about positive thinking and self-help and self-empowerment. And, you know, it gets put down a lot. And people imply that it doesn't work, but it does work. You just have to know how to work it and where it belongs. But before we continue on with that, I want to say happy May Day to the workers out there, because you know what? May Day is all about, it's a springtime festival. This is the kind of the tradition, I guess, behind May Day. It's a traditional festival, or an international day honoring workers. And so we dance, we sing, and so we just participate in festivities for the workers. Now, here's the thing. If you are self-employed, if you're running your own business, you have to decide, do I celebrate May Day or not? Because it's for workers. And if you're a worker and you're listening to this and you're saying, okay, I'm going to celebrate May Day, that's cool. Have your celebration, but you might be working on an exit strategy. Okay, did I say that out loud? You don't necessarily have to work on an exit strategy, but if you're not excited about the work that you're doing, May Day is just one day. Life is to be lived, and it's to be lived from a position of power. So maybe still think about an exit strategy and either finding the job that you like, in which case you could be an independent contractor and work that job and set your own hours, or you want to start the business that you've always wanted to start, that you've always dreamed about. Okay, let's move on. Discover the magnificent you and achieve. You know, first of all, I want to ask this question. Why is it easier for people to buy into the negative side of life, the doom and gloom of life, the criminal element of life? There are shows on television that are American Greed and a show called Scammed. And there are different shows that are all about, you know, people who do things to hurt other people. And they're greedy and they're scamming people and they're conning people out of things. And so people love those shows. They look at those shows and then they go around and they're suspect of everybody. But here's the thing. So I don't get off on my tangent on that, because we're going to talk about that one day in detail. But we seem to be more excited about the negative things in life, and it's easier to believe the negative. So why is it easier for us to believe the negative? Now, of course, scientists would tell us that it's a part in our brain where it's designed to send out alerts to cause us to protect ourselves. So we're always in protect mode. When you're always in protection mode, you're not in thriving mode, you're in survival mode. So when you go into survival mode, you are not tapping into your magnificence. You're not realizing how powerful you really are, how amazing you really are. So people put down the positive and they seem to amplify the negative. Don't let life put you in and keep you in survival mode. This is Magnificent Monday, but one of the changes that we're making on Designing Your Life Today is our whole theme now is going to be all about discovering how to monetize your talents and build your dream life, because you can build your dream life. You don't have to live in survival mode. There are some steps that you have to take and things that you have to go through, but you can make it happen. So people say that positive thinking doesn't work. Well, you know what? It doesn't work by itself. You can't just sit around and think positive thoughts and be excited about life and think that things are going to just work themselves out. You actually have to work it. You have to think positive, but you also have to do some work. You have to put some action behind it, because that is what allows the very thoughts that you have for your own success, for your own exciting life. That's what allows them to become truly manifested in the physical form, is you doing the work. You're taking some kind of action to form it, to frame it, to build it, to make it happen. And so we're going to talk about, how do you monetize those talents that you have, and how do you build your dream life? And so this goes beyond just positive thinking, but make no mistake about it, it includes positive thinking, seeing the positive side of life, being excited about life, being happy about who you are and where you want to go, and making the decision to go there. I mean, think about it. So if you had to kind of think about some of the challenges that you're facing in your life, what would they be? Is it that, oh, my body doesn't work. It hurts. It aches. And I have all these ailments. And, oh, I've been trying to lose weight forever. And so I can't. And so you allow this thing to kind of derail you, or make you think that you're less than, or cause you to downplay who you really are, instead of just pulling out your magnificence and knowing that in order for you to get there, you have to already be there. So you have to be there in your mind. And in order to be there in your mind, guess what? You have to be one positive thinking person. You cannot allow a present reality to shape your life, because you will never, ever get out of it. It's like a loop, that a time warp, if you will, and it just keeps repeating itself over and over and over. Anybody seen that movie? Is it Groundhog Day with Bill Murray? And he keeps repeating the same day over and over and over, because there's something for him to learn. There's some growth that needs to take place within him, so that he can move forward. So when it comes to you getting what you want going forward, you have to be able to see a different reality, because as human beings, we have the ability to see a different reality and create a different reality. Okay, we say our body's done, my body doesn't work, or I don't look good enough, I wish I could drop however many pounds, my relationships, they don't work. And so we find things wrong with our relationships. And then my finances, oh, I wish I could earn more money. And that seems to be the big argument in our country today, in America, and probably in other parts of the world too. I mean, if you guys watch the news, I don't watch the news, but when I go on Microsoft Edge, then you see the headlines right there about people fighting over things. And so as a result, we become self-defeatist, we become more cynical, and we become a little bit jealous of those who are thriving, and we convince ourselves that they are crooks and they stole it or they did something wrong. So we look for what's wrong with people. We look for what's wrong with life. Why? Because we don't want to look at everything that in our own lives, or because we want them to match what we feel like our life is like. So, or our lives are like. So what you want to do is think about how to discover the magnificent you. When you can discover your magnificent self, you can achieve on such a high level, and you will give yourself permission to move forward. You will give yourself permission to accept yourself as you are, but as you continue to evolve into that amazing person that you want to be. See, we get angry or we get depressed because there's something in us that says, listen, there's more for you in life. There's more out there for you. And so you really need to go for it. And then our fear kicks in, and fear says, hey, that might not work. So why would you go for that? Why would you put yourself out there? And as a result, we don't put ourselves out there. And then we do the fox with the sour grapes. If you don't know that story, that's a story from Aesop's fable. And so you want to check that story out. It's a pretty neat story. And the fox really wanted the grapes, but because the fox couldn't reach the grapes, what did the fox say? The fox said, I didn't want them anyway. They're probably sour. And so we start to convince ourselves that we don't want something because, well, you know, it wasn't meant to be. Listen, it's probably meant to be. If it's something good, it is meant to be. It is for you. And you have to open your mind and be excited about going for it. You have to really allow your magnificence to come forward. Everything that you want is here for you. And it sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo. But it's not anything magical. I can tell you that. It's about you making a decision. It's about you choosing your life. You know, if you read in the Bible, you can go to Deuteronomy, and I think it's chapter 28. And don't hold me to that one because I don't have it in front of me. And today, I guess I just want to talk to you guys about your magnificence and about embracing the best of who you are, the best that's in you, and the best that life has to offer you. You know, we're told in Deuteronomy to choose. I lay before you blessings and curses, life or death. Okay, choose life. It's up to you to choose life. And the best way for you to choose life is to kind of get some instruction. Because as I said, positive thinking, it doesn't work by itself. It doesn't work alone. Okay, it has to have action to support it. And I think that's where a lot of us get stuck. We get stuck because we don't really know which actions to take. We don't know which way to go. And if we go that way, will it work? And as a result, we hold ourselves back thinking and wondering, will this work if I go this way? What happens if it fails? Then can I survive that? Listen, you can survive that. Your ego will take a blow. But shake it off. Okay. But your spirit is very strong. And so when you can discover how to monetize your talents and start to build your dream life, then you're going to see how amazing you really are. You're going to see your magnificence, and it's going to start to kind of shine brighter and brighter and brighter, because the reality of it is we don't have the things that we want. It's because of how we feel about ourselves, how we look at ourselves. And if you want to really get the things that you want, then yeah, you got to go to the positive side of life. Saying negative things, reading the news and buying into all of the negativity and their spin on things, then you know what? That's not going to get you to where it is you want to be. Everything that you hear on the news is not true. You have to remember in this day and time, hey, we're all actors, you know, and as a matter of fact, it's probably been like that since the beginning of time. William Shakespeare, I think he said, the world is just a stage and we're all actors. We're all players. And so the thing is that you have to understand that the news is no different. They have to provide you with that sensationalism so that you can come back, so that they can get ratings, so that they can get more sponsors, so that they can make more money. Yeah, we live in a society where money kind of still dictates who we are, or not necessarily who we are, but where we're headed and the things that we do, the actions that we take. Yeah, people can be bought. Let's keep it real. So my point is that if you want to make it, you want to learn how to monetize your talents and how to build that dream life. And you got to do that or start by being on the positive side of life. That's the only way you can discover the magnificent you. And that's the only way that you will see your best. You will see the best in you. And when you can see the best in you, it's going to work. It's going to work your life and point you in a direction that will bring you the best. Because that's all you can get back. Because that's all you see. Because there's no fear. It's just seeing the best. It's seeing excitement. It's seeing love. It's seeing just this world, everything working in your favor. Remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We're buying into every negative thing we can possibly think of these days. Don't amplify that. You want to amplify the positive, because I can assure you it will put out the fires of the negative. And so put your attention on where you want to go. Okay. And make up your mind that you're going to take the journey. And you're going to make it happen. Why? Because when you make up your mind to do something, that means that you are saying, you know what? I realize I am magnificent, and I am here to make life happen. And I am here to give my best, but I'm also here to receive the best. And you know what? You will then get on that journey and stay on the journey of discovering how to monetize those talents and how to build your dream life. Keep in mind that building your dream life is not just about making money. Okay, the money is to afford you the quality things in life that you want. But a true quality lifestyle, it's all about your health and yes, the wealth. And it's all about your relationships and the connections that you're going to make. And just building this, can you imagine? And with that being said, what is it you imagine for your life? As we wrap up for today, what is it you imagine for your life? Whatever it is you imagine, write it down, affirm it, see it, and be it. And we're going to talk about what that means. If you say, well, how can I be it if I don't have it? But you can be it. That's the only way you're going to get it. Okay, so you want to think about all of these things. I did not give an affirmation, a power affirmation for this week, because guess what? You get to create your own power affirmation. What do you really want for your life? What do you want? Answer that question. A lot of times they tell us, don't say want, because want implies that you don't have it. Well, the truth is it's here, but it has not manifested itself. So you can't enjoy it. So for today, the purposes of today, I want you to keep it simple and write down what you want. And when you write out what you want, then that make that your power affirmation. Not just for this week, but for every week. And we're going to bring you more power affirmations. But in the meantime, you guys can create your own for today. It's all about you taking the time to design your life. In order for the magnificent you to come out, you need to have some kind of vision. You need to have a focus. You need to point your life in a direction that empowers you, inspires you, and causes you to want to live from that position of power. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I want you to enjoy this magnificent Monday. Throughout the entire month of May, we're going to talk about how you can discover or how to learn to monetize your talents and how to build that dream life. And we're also going to continue on with that because that's kind of going to be the theme for our Designing Your Life Today show, period, because I really want people to tap into their magnificence. And so we're going to kind of spend more time helping you discover the magnificent you. And before I really say goodbye, I just want to remind you that we have an online course. It's free. It's 5 days. And as a matter of fact, we started it, I believe, back in April or March. And so you do not have to wait 5 days, day after day, to do each exercise. The restrictions have been taken off, so it's not each day where you have to go and come back. So you can actually go ahead and participate in the course, and you can get through it as fast as you want to, or as fast as you feel you need to, but it's there for you. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and it's right there on the homepage. Click on the link, and you can get started. Hey, enjoy this magnificent Monday. Get ready to take the ride with us so you can discover how to monetize your talents and how to build that dream life. Hey, you guys, enjoy this day and do life with power.